Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Outstanding intro to one of Van Halen's ballads. Welcome back, 17 to the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having more fun than the law allows here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Pierce and Jane Howarders are our guests, a longtime 16-plus year members of our Brain Trust, author of the Owner's Manual for Personality at Work and a number of other books that Jane and Pierce have written, and several that Jane and Pierce have written by himself, including the Owner's Manual for Happiness. How about that? Pierce wrote that one, too. So these guys are very prolific. I encourage you to check out their website, Syntax, C-E-N-T-A-S, am I saying that right?
No.
.com?
B-E-N-T-A-C-S.
C-E-N-T-A-C-S.com. All right, I just did that so you could correct me, Jane. I know you like to do
I'm
that.
Sure.
Check that out, folks, and you'll get smarter when you do, and you'll thank me later. Okay, Jane, you said something. Well, folks, we're talking about values. And if you're not sensitive, if you're not aware, if you're not paying attention, if you're not if you don't realize that more and more decisions that people make about the purchases that they make or the jobs that they take or where they go on vacation or whatever, if you're not aware that that's a bigger part of those decisions than ever before, and not just by millennials, then you're going to miss some business. And Pierce and Jane are trying to help all of us understand a little bit more about this. And Jane, you said something we went to the break about the unemployment rate. You know, the unemployment rate, the U3 is low, but that doesn't tell the whole story. There are millions of job openings going wanting right now.
Right.
And I just wonder how many of those applicants are not filling those slots because they're not meeting some values.
It absolutely has an impact, and if we're not thinking about that, if we bring somebody in who's not aligned with our values and we train them and we make sure they get up to speed and learn how to do their job, if they're miserable and they happen to hear about a job that's more in alignment with their values, you're going to lose that person. You're going to lose all you've invested in bringing them on board and getting them up to speed and getting them trained. And
right.
You've got to have that in mind so that you're getting a person who fits the job that needs to be done.
Now, earlier in the previous segment, Pierce introduced one of the values as competition, being competitive. What are a couple of other values that stand
out?
Well,
another one, I was just thinking of, let's say in a small business, you have somebody who's a bookkeeper, and one of their high values is beauty, the mm-hmm. arts, both the fine arts as well as the natural parks and stuff like that. Beauty in all of its forms, and let's say beauty is really important to them. And here they are working as a bookkeeper, and it may be that the small business owner says to themselves, "Hey, there's no way that I could, you know, let this person listen to opera while they're doing my books, or they can't take my books and go to the Grand Canyon and enjoy nature while they're entering stuff in my books." So, you know, what do I do about beauty? Well, it could be, for example, that even if they can't express their value at work, the small business owner can support them in appropriate ways in expressing that value away from work. So let's say maybe there's a group at the community college that they would like to be a part of,
mm-hmm.
a music group or a painting group or whatever, and it meets from 12 to 2 every Wednesday. A small business owner could say, "Hey, we'll work around that for you because I know that's important to
mm-hmm.
you." Well, that's going to have a motivating effect, as opposed to the small business owner says, "Hey, tough."
So what you're describing there it reminds me of when I talk to people about learning how to monetize their business. You know, you might monetize your business in a way that doesn't necessarily, all of your dollars don't have to necessarily come from a customer putting money in your hand. It could come from another angle. You're saying you don't have to meet people's values with the job. You could meet it just in the way you encourage them and the way you support their avocations, for example, Jane.
Absolutely. And to be able to understand that, you have to have a conversation with the person who's working with you, or you have right. to have an assessment of some kind to get to know that person so that you can talk their language, you can adapt, you can adjust, and they will be intently loyal to you if you reach out and make that effort.
Right. Another thing about values that I believe is very much in play these days. It's not just my values that as an employee or as a customer, but what are the values of the people on the other side of the desk? You know, maybe I'm okay with all of my values, but if the person I'm hiring doesn't demonstrate values that I think are not necessarily compatible with mine, but that are acceptable to anybody, like honesty and fair play and things like that. Those are values that are being judged today too, aren't they?
Certainly, and you want that person to represent your business well to your customers, and you need to think about that.
Mm-hmm. CENTACS.
Thank you.
.com.
Jim, it's an acronym, Center for Applied Cognitive
Studies. There you go. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We're going to talk some more about values, folks. Pay attention. Oh, by the way, give us the title of the new book, Pierce.
The Owner's Manual for Values at Work.
For Values at Work. All right, so folks, check that out. Available wherever books are sold. Quick break, 10 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.